You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
You're listening to Muses and Stuff. This is the podcast that's all about the dolls. They were the groupies, the wives, the girlfriends, and the muses who played such a huge role in rock and roll history by simply being themselves.
They were sweet, sexy, brave, and powerful. They went after what and who they wanted, and they made no apologies.
We are your hosts, Shanti and Lynx.
Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Electrified Porcupine. Electrified Porcupine is a pretty kick-ass website where you can go and read and learn all about music, gaming, wrestling, retro, TV, movies, cartoons, and collectible toys. So go to electrifiedporcupine.com and have a look around. See what you like. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Lynx. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Glad to be here for another episode of Muses and Stuff.
Yes.
The podcast that's all about
the dolls.
The dolls.
This episode is all about muses in movies and movies about muses and about groupies and fans and rock stars and all that lovely stuff.
Well, I really liked the last episode that we did.
Yes, this is part two.
So this is kind of part two to that. And then it's going to give everybody, including myself, an idea of what movie to watch tonight.
Yes, yes. I have a few that I think you're going to be really excited about that I think you probably haven't seen. So I'm excited to tell you.
Lay it on me, sister.
Well, first up, I have a couple biopics. So these are about musicians and the people that were important in their lives. The first one is Beyond the Sea. We mention it in Sandra Dee's episode because it's all about Bobby and Sandra and their love affair. So, yeah. And if you're just listening to this episode, you can check out that one and hear all about them or watch the movie. So,
Beyond the Sea.
Yes. Then another power couple.
So wait, a biopic is like a real life.
Yeah.
Kind of like a documentary.
Not a documentary. A biopic is a dramatized version of.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you
In
know?
Beyond the Sea, Kate Bosworth is Sandra Dee.
Oh, cool.
And Kevin Spacey is Bobby Darin.
Excellent.
And okay. He is incredible. And I think he also directed the film. He has always been obsessed with Bobby Darin. So it was a very important part for him. He really digs deep into it and he's great.
Okay.
The second one, I think you might have seen this one, Walk the Line.
Oh, I actually just rewatched that the other day.
Yeah. I'm surprised we never mentioned it in the first round of Muse movies. But yes, Walk the Line, obviously Johnny and June.
So good.
And if you want a little fun, I don't know if you've ever seen the parody of Walk the Line.
No.
It's called Walk Hard.
Oh, right.
John C. Reilly?
That's it. He's funny.
Right? And there's lots of cameos in it from like modern day actors and stuff, but they're playing like the Beatles, and Jack White plays a karate Elvis.
Oh,
there's a little scene in there. So yeah, that one's like not to be taken seriously, but it's a really fun musical, and it sort of spans all the different genres of music.
You know who's really hot in Walk the Line is the actor who plays Elvis.
Yeah, yeah. And the actor who plays Waylon Jennings in that film is actually his son, Shooter Jennings.
Which we unfortunately missed when he was in Toronto. Yes. That was like a week where we were so busy, but he played in Toronto and we missed that.
Yeah, it was around the time of the Webfest, so unfortunately we missed it. But
Danny Harrison is going to be touring.
Well, we gotta go.
Oh, we for sure have to go.
That'll be exciting.
I don't even like he's got a really weird band name. It's like the No Two or so. I'm not even really sure. It's kind of a confusing name, but I think we should definitely try to catch Danny.
Absolutely. And since we're talking about a Beatles son, I'll talk about a Beatles movie.
Okay.
There's a great
We're flying through these.
Yes. There's a great film called Backbeat. Have you ever seen that one?
Nope.
It's all about the early Beatles in their time in Germany.
Is there real footage?
No. Okay. Again, it's a biopic. Oh, it's not a documentary. Sorry. I have documentaries in this list too.
Okay, get it together, Shanti. She said biopic about a million times.
So yes.
Got it.
Early Beatles, pre-Ringo, though there's a little cameo of Ringo. I don't want to spoil that. But it's when Stuart Sutcliffe was in the band, and him and Lennon were sort of like the leads of the Beatles. And one of the reasons Stuart, never made it with the Beatles is because when they were in Germany, he met an amazing woman named Astrid Kircher. And she is a photographer, and actually a lot of those early Beatles photos from their time in Germany, she shot those photos. So it's
And it's like, so that's not the only Beatles wife that got a Beatle by
being a photographer. Yeah.
So special note to all our ladies out there who or dudes who want to bag themselves a rock star.
Yeah. Learn photography.
Learn the photography.
And the guy who plays Stuart Sutcliffe is Stephen Dorff.
Mm.
And so he's not bad to look at. And the woman who plays Astrid is Cheryl Lee, who plays Laura Palmer in the Twin Peaks series.
Okay.
So, yes. And there's a lot. Because it's early Beatles, they actually don't play a lot of Beatles songs that you think of when you think of the Beatles. But they play like covers of, and they do play covers of a lot of the music that the Beatles were actually playing in those clubs in Germany and everything. So,
cool.
Yeah, that one is awesome. Highly, highly recommend that one. We're going to go back in time a little bit, pre-Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I got two lovely films. One's called D-Lovely, and it's about Cole Porter. And Cole Porter's wife, who is more kind of his companion.
Who's Cole Porter?
No.
I'm sorry.
Every, like, fun song that you know from, like, the 30s, like, let's do it, let's fall in love.
Okay.
Yeah. He's, birds do it, bees do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Cole Porter. He did a lot of music back then, and he did a lot of film music for films and things like that. And they actually have done multiple films about him. Cary Grant played him in the 50s.
Mm.
But I believe he was a gay man. And they definitely don't cover that side of him in the 50s version. But he did have a wife.
Just pretend that
exactly
it's not a thing. But and then they talk about Indelovely.
Yeah. And like I said, he did have a wife, a companion named Linda, and they had a great relationship, but it was a complicated one, obviously. And
a companionate marriage.
Yes. Kevin Klein plays Cole.
Oh, I like him.
And Ashley Judd plays Linda. And there's tons of Cole Porter songs in it. So if you want to watch and learn all about Cole Porter songs, you'll be able to learn about his life and his music. So that's a good one. And I think this is the only jazz musician I have on the list. There's a film called Bird that's all about Charlie Parker.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an amazing woman in his life. Of course, all these men do. And her name was Chan Parker. And Forrest Whitaker plays Charlie Parker. And Diane Venora plays Chan. And it's a beautiful movie. And it's fun to learn. I'm not really a huge jazz fan, but...
Neither was I until I fell in love with a jazz musician.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So yeah, and again, good music, a good backstory there.
La la la, jazz.
Yes. So yeah, going a little forward again, I have a couple Elvis-related recommendations.
Alrighty.
In 1979, John Carpenter, of all people, he is a horror film director. He is one of the best horror film directors. But he did a TV movie in 79 called Elvis. And Kurt Russell plays Elvis.
Weird.
He's young. He's great.
Okay.
He's great. And there's a fun story there because one of Kurt Russell's first films ever, I think it was Go to the World's Fair or something, World's Fair, and Elvis was in it. Like, that's an Elvis film. And his first, like, scene in a big picture, he plays, like, a bratty kid who, like, walks up to Elvis and kicks him in the shin and runs away. So it was funny, like, you know, 15 or so years later, he got to actually play Elvis in this movie.
Nice.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's good. It's good. But
actually, Tom Petty met Elvis at a very, very, very young age and was totally inspired by him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it would be almost impossible filming a movie to, like, not. In
Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. He did a lot of films. And I don't know anyone, a musician who grew up in that era, who probably wasn't inspired.
Well, I'm researching John and Yoko, specifically Yoko. Mm-hmm. And yeah, John Lennon even said things changed for him when he saw Elvis.
Yeah, for sure. There's another Elvis related one. In 2005, there was a mini series on him, and Jonathan Rhys-Meyer.
That sounds really familiar.
He played the Bowie-esque character in Velvet Goldmine.
I can see that.
Yeah, it's interesting because Myers has played Bowie, but they don't call him Bowie in that film, but it's Bowie. And then he's played Elvis, and most recently he played the Clash, Joe Strummer.
Cool.
Yeah, so he obviously really loves doing playing the rock stars. I don't blame him. And yeah, this miniseries, one of my favorite parts about it is that Rose McGowan plays Anne Margaret.
Interesting.
Yeah, and she's got the red hair and everything, and yeah, it's good.
This seems like a movie that I would be into. I'm liking this one. What's the name of it again?
They're both just called Elvis.
Okay.
But yeah, one's a TV movie, one's a miniseries.
Okay.
The recent one is a miniseries. Then there's a film about Jerry Lee Lewis.
Jerry Lee.
It's called Great Balls of Fire.
So he would just show up to Elvis's place and, like, get arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry Lee is,
Elvis said he was a real idiot.
a lunatic. And there's a lot of... just research him. If you haven't researched him yet, if you don't know anything about him, I highly recommend you look into that. And watch this film, Great Balls of Fire. It's on YouTube as of right now. It follows Jerry Lee when he's becomes famous, and about how he married Myra, his first cousin, who once removed.
What does that mean?
It means he married his cousin. Let's just say it. He married his cousin. Jerry Lee was 22 and Myra was 13.
Yeah.
And of course, when the press got wind of it, there was a shitstorm. And so, yeah, the movie sort of follows that. And Dennis Quaid is Jerry Lee Lewis. And a baby Winona Ryder is Myra.
Cute. Yes. Yeah, you showed me a clip of it. And I loved that little tiny clip that you showed me of it.
Yes.
So, maybe that's the one I'm going to watch tonight. Shit.
There's a clip in it of a groupie.
Yeah.
And Jerry Lee having a moment while he's on stage and she's feeling the music and he's kind of telling her how to dance.
I love it.
Yeah, right? It's a great scene, and it definitely, you know, shows the power of the music and the connection with the rock star. So mm-hmm. Yes. Another great biopic. I was surprised at how much I enjoyed this. It's hard to say enjoy when the subject matter is difficult, but there's a film called What's Love Got to Do with It.
Oh,
obviously about Ike and Tina Turner.
Did that come out in the early 90s?
Yes.
Okay. I accidentally saw that when I was too young.
Yeah.
It was like playing at a friend of mine's house and I was just like, what?
Yeah. 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 Obviously, lots of domestic abuse and things like that. So it isn't an easy watch. But just quality-wise, I was surprised that it's actually a pretty decent film. And you get to see, how Tina progressed and how her career came to be and how she got away and everything. So, yeah. A new one that came out, I think, a couple years ago now is called Jimmy, All Is By My Side. And it's, of course, about Jimi Hendrix. Mm-hmm. And Andre 3000 plays Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, cool. I can see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone who doesn't know, he was in a rap group called Outkast in the late 90s and 2000s and things like that. And yeah, he's good. He's got the tone, like his kind of way of speech down. And
Jimi Hendrix is so sexy. So I was rewatching Across the Universe as I was getting ready to go out a couple nights ago. I just kind of wanted to hear the version of the music. And I never picked up on this before, but there's a scene where the Sadie character is having guitarists for her. And so, okay, it's obvious that that guy is Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
But during the auditions, she's sitting beside a young man who looks like Noel Redding.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I never picked up on it before until I saw it and I was like, oh, that's
I'll watch out for that
a
next
wink
time.
To Noel Redding. Yeah. So I was gonna take a photo of it and send it to Miss P.
That's awesome.
She's got all the letters. Yes. All of the letters that Noel Redding has sent to her.
Yeah.
Hopefully she can read one for us.
Oh, when God, we interview her. Oh, that would be amazing. And in Jimmy, All Is By My Side, it sort of revolves around two important relationships he had with different women.
Oh.
One is Linda Keith, and Imogen Poots plays her. And Linda Keith, if that sounds familiar, she was Keith Richards' first girlfriend that he really cared about before Anita.
Okay.
So, yeah. And she was a model. There's tons of photos. You can see her modeling with Shrimpton and Patty Boyd. And yeah, so you get to see a little bit of her story, which was lovely. And then the other woman is Kathy Etchingham, who he had a relationship with closer to his passing, I believe. So two women, you get to see like their story a little bit with Jimmy. So those are good. I almost didn't put this in, and I'm only putting it in because it leads me to a better film. But there's a movie a couple years ago. It's called What We Do Is Secret. It's all about the Germs and like the that LA punk rock scene. The issue I have with it is that if you've listened to our Pleasant Gaiman interview, you know she was a very important factor in that scene and yeah. with the Germs. She actually got the Germs their first gig ever. And they just erased her from the film.
Fuck that.
Yes. So, yeah, if you do watch that, that's not the real story. There's a lot more that they left out, important people. So, But that leads me to a better film. It's called The Running Kind. It was made in 1988, and Pleasant Gaiman wrote that film.
Yes. Yes. Yep. I've seen clips of that. Yes. Incredible. And why haven't I watched that full thing? Yeah. I'm bad at watching movies.
It's on YouTube, so anyone can watch it. It's all about like her band, the Screaming Sirens.
Cool.
Yeah. And she's in it. Her band's in it. You get to see like their world at that time, and yeah, it's inspired by her, like her life. So highly recommend that one. It's
Pleasant,
a lot of fun.
We friggin love you.
Yes. And she's just fantastic in it too. Like she's got such an energy around her, and
I can't wait to go visit her.
I know, we love you. Yeah. So we also didn't mention, or we've mentioned it recently because of the Anne Margaret episode, but just in case no one that or someone that's listening to this didn't listen to that one.
How dare you? It's okay. Just kidding.
I'm going to recommend Viva Las Vegas, obviously, because Elvis and Anne Margaret met on that, and you can just feel the fire between them, like watching it. It's one of the sexiest movies, just because they're both so sexy to begin with, and then you can feel that they're feeling each other too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I will probably get aroused.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. And there's another movie on YouTube that I really love from the 60s. I think it was 1970, actually. It's called Deep End, and it stars Jane Asher.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and Jane's been on a lot of things, but this is Jane, like, just after Paul, and so you, like, she's young and lovely, and it's actually a really good film, too. Very good.
I really want to hear her story.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You will tell me.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have a couple Andy Warhol-related films I can recommend. Chelsea Girls is a good one, there's lots of the women from the factory in that one. So I'm going to recommend that. Also, there's a short film called Poor Little Rich Girl, and it's the camera's just on Edie Sedgwick talking the whole time. So that's awesome. And there's another film that Edie did called Chow Manhattan. It's not a documentary, but it is like very loosely based on her story. So and there's voiceover and stuff, and you can tell like what is her story and what might not be. So, and again, there's lots of like cameos from Warhol people and stuff. So that's a good one to check out if you're wanting to learn more about that crowd. So a couple documentaries I had written down was The Mayor of Sunset Strip.
This sounds so familiar.
It's all about Rodney.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I've seen this. It's great.
Yeah. Rodney Bingenheimer. And he's just a legend. If you don't know who he is, it's an awesome documentary. It tells you all about him. He was definitely in the center of all the LA rock and roll scene for decades.
One of my favorite photos is the photo of Rodney, Jimmy Page, Pamela DeBar, and Lori Lightning.
Oh, yeah.
All in one photo the night that she got kidnapped by Jimmy Page.
The infamous night. Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's tons of photos of Rodney with lots of the girls from that scene, and he had his own radio show for decades.
Isn't he on Sirius now?
Yeah, he just moved over to Sirius. So yeah, he ain't over. Yeah. He's got rock and roll in his blood and taking it all the way.
We're coming for you, Rodney.
That would just be the best ever. Love to talk to him. Another one is Good Old Frida, which is about a Beatles woman. You haven't seen it?
No.
I think it might be on Netflix right now. Highly recommend watching it. She was like part of the fan club.
Okay.
It's all about, yeah, she's just a fan. She's just their biggest fan, and they made a documentary about her.
Cute.
And yeah, she's adorable. She's got cute stories. Beatle lovers will love it.
Okay.
And the last documentary I have written down is Danny Says.
Yeah, I love that one.
Such a good one. It's all about Danny Fields. He was an extremely important figure behind the scenes. And he was part of Warhol's crowd first. And then he moved on to like Max's Kansas City.
He just knew CBGB. What was up.
Yes. He always
instinct for style, taste.
Exactly.
The next... He knew what was going to be big before it was big. He just was good at introducing people to other people, making connections, and just...
Yeah, super influential.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because he isn't in the spotlight, doesn't get the credit he deserves. But he's so important in so many different bands and genres and aspects of the music industry. And that's an awesome one as well. Highly, highly, highly recommend that one. And he is a groupie, and he owns it, too. He says he's a groupie, so good on him.
We love you, Danny.
We love ya. All right, so now I just have some fun ones written down that are muse or fan or groupie-related.
I can't decide which one. I'm like, yeah, it is tough. Okay.
Okay. First one, I know you've seen this one, so let's get it over with. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh my God, I love The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Love it.
I have been obsessed with that movie since I was little, and like both of my parents love it.
Yeah, me too. My dad actually used to run a movie theater in Toronto, the only one that played Rocky Horror like at midnight, and everyone dressed up like right when it came out.
Cool. Yeah. And it's just crazy to think that they were doing that shit in that year that it came out.
I know. It's amazing.
Yep.
It would have been so much fun. And yeah, there's a
you
character.
Wanted to see you like this?
Yeah. There's so many like quotable lines, like every line. And every song is good too. Like there's no lulls in that film.
Hoppity, bless my soul.
I really love that rock and roll. I got to see Meatloaf do that live last time he was in Toronto. It was great.
Cool.
And yeah, there's a character in that named Columbia.
Oh, I love her.
They actually list her in the credits as a groupie.
Yeah.
She's played by Little Nell, who's adorable. And yeah, she's just all about Meatloaf's character.
Yeah.
And Eddie.
Yeah.
And yeah. And Frankenfurter.
Yeah.
She's definitely a groupie for both. And yeah, her character is just all about them, and she's so much fun. The whole film is fun. I don't know if there is anyone out there that hasn't seen this, like, you need to remedy this immediately.
Yeah.
Yes. I recently watched a 90s movie called The Muse. It was made by Albert Brooks, who I adore. This movie wasn't particularly for me. It's more like a light rom-com, and I'm not really that type. Though I did find it enjoyable, and Sharon Stone plays the muse, and there's a twist there that I'm not going to talk about. It isn't rock and roll. It's in the movie world.
Okay.
So Sharon Stone plays a woman who is muse to many filmmakers, and there's tons of cameos. Like Scorsese makes a cameo in it, you know, like she was his muse at one point. And yeah, she inspires these filmmakers with their scripts and stuff. So
cool.
Interesting to see a muse not being like a rock and roll related subject. So that's a this one. I don't know if you've seen this, but there's actually two of them. The Ruddles.
Yes, I've seen The Ruddles, but not for a very long time. Is this by the same guys that did Monty Python?
Yes.
Yep.
And yeah, it's basically a Beatles parody. It's so much fun.
Are any of the Beatles in it?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay.
And I think Jagger's in it. I think Bianca Jagger's in it for sure. So yeah, there's definitely faces that pop up. And yeah, the Beatles were like good sports about it. And
well, George was in a Monty Python movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's called like All You Need Is Cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, it's and there's two of them. One was made like back in the day, and then there was a more recent one, I believe. But yeah, they're both a lot of fun. Definitely the originals, like you'll get a lot of laughs out of that one. One of my favorite John Waters films is one called Cry Baby.
Mm.
Johnny Depp's the lead in that, and there's a lot, like if you have ever seen a John Waters film, he always hires a lot of the same actors, and so there's lots of familiar faces, and it's a musical, and a lot of people call Hairspray Waters' musical, but he had nothing to do with the Broadway play, and the movie Hairspray is great, but it's not a musical. This one is. There's plenty of songs in it. Iggy Pop is in it.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, and basically it's about this boy named Crybaby who they call themselves a drape, which is basically like the bad boys, you know, they wear the leather jackets and, you know, and Amy Locane plays this square.
Mm-hmm.
The squares and the drapes. And of course, it's like a Romeo and Juliet thing, right? They both are attracted to each other, but one's a drape and one's a square. But then he ends up wooing her by like performing a song about them. And then she joins him. And it's a lot of fun. And there's like another character in it who's a groupie as well and is all about Crybaby.
We should do a movie episode of our favorite movie soundtracks.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. That's a good one.
And it won't be like the best movie like we won't call it the best movie soundtracks. It'll be our favorite because yeah. There's just too many.
Yes. So we're going to go back in time to 1968.
Let's go.
This is one I think you're going to really get a kick out of. There's a movie, and it is on YouTube, called The Touchables. Now, this movie is British, and it's about these four gorgeous birds who kidnap their favorite rock star, and they hold him prisoner in this like dome-shaped pleasure house, basically. It's very 60s and very ridiculous, but the costumes and the makeup and the women, and it's just wacky, and they're gorgeous. And yeah, they kidnap their rock star, and they like use him as their love slave, basically.
That's amazing. Oh my God. That's the one I'm watching tonight.
Right?
Yeah.
And Robert Freeman wrote or directed it, and Donald Kamel wrote it. He is the director of Performance, Mick Jagger and Anita Pallenberg.
Yeah.
So anyone who's seen that, like you, it's that same kind of feel, like very of its time, very 60s, very just flowy and
weird.
Yeah, you could tell they're doing a lot of drugs. But yeah, I you just tell me about some women who kidnap a rock star and... use him as a love slave, and it's like,
oh,
yeah.
Who would you kidnap?
Oh God!
And keep as a love slave.
Oh God! I would have to think about that.
I would maybe Helen Pelionk, Fist of the Hives. I've always wanted to get my hands on him.
Oh damn! Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of crushing on Harry Styles right now.
Oh, I did that, didn't I? I did that to you.
You did.
Okay, no, I'm good with that. Let's do that. Let's kidnap him. Let's see if any of the other dolls.
I just saw him in Dunkirk as well, and he did a good job. And yeah, So currently,
okay, I agree.
Well, let's just say him right now. Yes. So another last time I mentioned a Beatles one called "I Want to Hold Your Hand." Mm-hmm. Now that was like the girls' version of a night out, trying to, you know, get by all these obstacles to see their favorite band perform, which was the Beatles. There's a male version of this one. It's called Detroit Rock City.
Yes.
And it's all about four boys, teenage boys, who are obsessed with Kiss.
Kiss.
Yes. And yeah, it's basically like the same film, just, you know, they all start together, they all end up, you know, scattered, and each has to deal with some crazy thing happening in the night to like make it to the show. And of course, Shannon Tweed makes a cameo, and Kiss are in it. They were like involved with the making of the film, so of course they're in it, and it's just stupid fun.
Yep.
I love it. And it's got like Edward Furlong in it, and there's a really a cute guy I really love called Giuseppe Andrews in it, and he's a weirdo in real life. He's made very interesting films. He's like, he lives in a trailer park now and like uses all the people in the trailer park to like make films and stuff.
Great.
Yeah, they're very interesting. Very interesting boy. So I got two more here.
Okay.
One, I cannot believe we didn't discuss That Thing You Do.
Oh, yeah.
How did we forget that one? I don't
know. Liv Tyler's in it and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So, yeah. Tom Hanks, I think, wrote and directed it. And it's about, like, a 60s, like, one-hit wonder kind of band who are, you know, go from nobodies to, you know, having that hit. And Liv Tyler plays a lovely girl whose girlfriend, or she's the girlfriend of the singer, I believe. So she's a muse in it because he writes songs about her. And she goes on tour with them and stuff. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun one. You get to like get the female perspective. And of course, Liv Tyler's BB's mama. Daughter, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Daughter.
Reverse that.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah, so.
Todd Rundgren.
Yeah. Cannot believe we forgot about that.
Cool, thanks.
And the last one is my favorite at the moment. Again, it clicked in. I was rewatching this, and then suddenly it clicked, like, holy crap, This Is Us, but like the 90s, slightly stupider, very much stupid version of Us. Wayne's World.
Oh my God, yes.
Right?
Which I actually just saw for the first time not
no
too
way.
Long ago. Like in full.
Yeah.
I loved it.
It's so much
Wayne
fun.
Wayne is such a groupie.
Completely. I mean, they go backstage and they bow down saying we're not worthy.
Yeah.
And not only that, but if this movie was made now, they'd be podcasters. They totally, like, it would be like a community TV show, you know?
Oh my God. Yeah.
They're just music nerds who have their own thing. And yeah, I just thought like Wayne and Garth are totally, we should, Halloween costume.
Okay.
So yeah, I thought that was a great one. And yeah, he's obsessed with Tia Carrera in that film, and she's just a kick-ass rock star. So it was cool that the tables are turned, and
I love it.
Yeah, but yeah, total. Wayne is like the definition of a groupie.
Ah, yeah, I forgot about that. Good one. Okay, that was excellent. That was really good. I'm bowing down to you. I'm not worthy. I'm such a great co-host. Thank you so much, Lynx.
Of course. I hope people get watching and learn some from the biopics and have fun watching the rest. And
yeah,
lots of movies to get through. And if you haven't listened to our other movie episode, we'll link that up. And you just got like many movie nights ahead of you.
That's right. So get your projector out. Hopefully it's a nice fall night at this point, or end of summer, and
Yeah.
Enjoy a nice movie.
Yeah.
Enjoy a film.
I don't know if I'm going to have a part three, but we'll work on that
soundtrack. I like the idea of the soundtrack one.
Yeah.
I've already, like, got five in my head.
I got some, too.
Yeah. Okay, good.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Everybody, you can follow us online. You can find us on Instagram at Muses and Stuff Podcast, on Twitter at Shanti and Links, and as always, find us on iTunes. And if you could rate, review, subscribe, and yeah, let us know what you're digging about this, about the show.
If you watch any of these, like, we'd love to hear your opinion on them too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, everybody, see you next week. Yeah. Bye.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.